This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony, everyone. This is Summer in Buffalo. I was just calling to give you guys an update on what's going on in our 200-year-old farmhouse. This is a two-parter because it involves both myself and my older daughter, Anna, who moved in with us. To kind of set it up, when you walk off the driveway and come into our house, there's like a foyer/laundry room, so it's an actual room. And then to the right is a door that goes to my daughter's room that she's staying in right now. And then if you go straight, there's two steps up, and that's the kitchen. And directly to your right is the door to the bathroom. That's going to be important later. The room my daughter's staying in, we kind of joke and call it the B&B because it's kind of isolated from the rest of the house. But it has like this beautiful picturesque window that overlooks the yard. And it's also the place where most of the activity happens in the house. So for my part, I was standing in the kitchen and I was doing dishes. And out of the corner of my eye, I see something walk from the bathroom towards the stairs. And I turn and I see, it lasted for a split second, just this older woman with like shoulder length hair, and she was wearing a nightgown with like these puffy little shoulders, and, you know, just like a granny nightgown that kind of goes to her knees. And but then she kind of dissipated. That's the best way I describe it. She looked kind of like if a person was a cloud, I guess is the best way to do it. She was very white, very wispy, you know, translucent. Either way, so she disappeared as she started to walk towards the stairs to go down towards my daughter's room. And it took me a second, and I was like, okay, well, that sounds like probably Mary. Mary is the, who I think it is anyway. My neighbor, as I mentioned before, David, he grew up in the house that we live in, and we found out previously that his mother had died in the house, and her name was Mary. So that leads me to the second part of the story. My daughter was in her room, and I was in the living room, and all of a sudden, she comes running out of her room and into the living room, and I look at her, and she looks absolutely terrified. Like, her eyes are wide, and that phrase, it looks like you've seen a ghost, or all the blood is drained from the face. I had never seen that before. She looked really pale, but completely and utterly terrified. Like, are you okay? What's the matter? What's going on? She goes, Mom, I was sitting in my room. I was sitting on the bed, and I was meditating, you know, like I do. And I had my eyes closed. And all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and there was an old woman sitting on the bed in a nightgown. And she goes, excuse me. And then she disappeared right in front of me. And I went, oh, okay. We had never talked about Mary before. I had never, you know, brought up. I said, well, what did she look like? She said, well, she was this old lady. She had shoulder-length hair, and she had kind of, you know, those old lady nightgowns on. She said it had, like, poofy shoulders, and she goes, that's what she looked like. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, I think that's Mary, which is Dave's mom. And she sat down in the living room and did not want to go back into her room. And I talked to her. I said, Anna, I said, she goes, I've never seen anything like that. She goes, I've never had anything like that happen to me ever in my entire life. And I said, well, I said, that's one of the side effects of us being who we are. I said, your grandma, I said, I feel them all the time. I said, but your grandmother, she sees them more than I do. I have seen them, but it's very rare. I said, I mostly feel them. I said, but your grandma, she sees them all the time, and she talks about them and lets me know. And she's seen Mary when she was visiting here. And she goes, that's crazy. I said, yeah. I said, it's nothing. I don't get a feeling or a vibe from her that she's bad in any way. I said, I think she's just saying, hey, I'm here just to let you know. I said, there are things you can do to protect yourself and things of that nature. But I said, for the most part, I said, you just kind of have to accept that this is something in your life that happens, and you kind of deal with it as it comes up. And she calmed down, and she was finally, you know, she's like, all right. She goes, it took her a while to process. She was kind of in shock with it. And then she finally, you know, and that was it. But, I mean, I tell you my stories here because to the rest of the world, we pretty much look like freaks. You know, this is a safe place, and I appreciate that telling the stories, I think, it's definitely appreciated by the people who listen. And I appreciate that I have the outlet to be able to do that, especially because from everything it sounds like that my children have been passed down the gift as well. I don't pursue it. I don't try and encourage it. It's just something that happens. And it can be pretty terrifying, especially when you run into things that are not good. But I just wanted to call in and give you guys an update on what's going on with the house. And I hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you guys later and call you if I have anything else. Thanks. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.